Andrew Jackson Mediterranean Passport. Issued December 27, 1834. Ship, the Mary. Location of issue, New York. Commanded by Charles F. Chase. Carrying capacity, 287 tons. Cargo, unknown, but carried a crew of 12 men and no guns. Destination, unknown. This Mediterranean passport is signed by President Andrew Jackson, who served 2 terms, from March 4, 1829 until March 4, 1837. Jackson was something of a renegade as president. As a heroic general in the War of 1812, he was used to giving orders. However, he liked to champion the common man. In office, President Jackson seldom deferred to Congress, and he used his veto and his political power to assert his authority. He argued against the Electoral College and entrenched officeholders. Out of the controversy, the old Republican Party split into the Democratic Republicans, or Democrats, and the National Republicans, or Whigs. Jackson's popularity grew, and in the election for his second term, he received 56% of the popular vote, and nearly 5 times the electoral votes as his opponent. His Secretary of State, John Forsyth, also signed the seal letter. Forsyth served in both the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate, was governor of Georgia, and had been minister to Spain before being appointed Secretary of State. He and President Jackson resolved the long-standing dispute with France over reparations due to the U.S. for the damage inflicted on U.S. commerce during the Napoleonic Wars. Ultimately, France paid $5 million to settle the claim, and as a result, the U.S. lowered the import duty on French wines. The other signer of the document is Collector of Customs for the Port of New York, Samuel Swartwout, who succeeded Jonathan Thompson. Swartwout is notorious for his defalcations or embezzlement amounting to $1,225,705.69, a vast amount in 1837. Swartwout fled to England with his ill-gotten fortune. It is possible that Captain Chase gave up the sea soon after this voyage and likely became a New York broker on Wall Street. This document is printed on vellum. As is typical of Mediterranean passports, the top is scalloped, indicating that the upper portion was removed so that it could be sent to United States consuls in the Mediterranean for later matching with the passport held by the ship. It bears the Great Seal of the United States on the lower left. Passport and sea letter descriptions excerpted from Douglas L. Stein's American Maritime Documents, 1776-1860. Descriptions of each Mediterranean passport and sea letter provided by J. Revell Carr, former president and director, Mystic Seaport, the Museum of America and the Sea.